Hello, fans and patrons of Deep Fat Fried. Me amo Señor Tomat, and I am here to tell you about the absolutely obscene deal that you are probably missing over at the Deep Fat Fried Patreon. If you are watching this live, you are already a Patreon. You are already partaking of the feast that the bountiful harvest of the earth, the bosom of the earth, has provided to you. You are the greatest advertisement for the Patreon as you grow fat and happy from the many mouthfuls of content that are served to you on the daily. And if you are not a Patreon, then sir, I must tell you, when you sit down to eat a meal, you're eating nothing but emptiness. You are ignoring the fresh, crisp, juicy flavors of life, only available on Deep Fat Fried and the Pessimist Productions Patreon. Good day to you.
Good day to you, Señor Tomat. You are a wonderful, wonderful man. But you must go away now and make way for our intro.
Whoa.
Hello. You're off.
Whoa, dude.
You're
whoa,
awful whoa. Off to the side today, Paul.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's try that.
There you go.
Dude, Paul is trying to hide from the screen, dude.
Paul's like, don't. Yeah. Don't film me.
The harsh glare of the spotlight burns my skin. The limelight, please, no.
Señor Tomat addressing the fans directly.
Dude, I started crying when that happened.
It's a momentous occasion.
It was kind of beautiful.
I saw a tear stream down TJ's face. He's like,
I was crying, dude.
I was too. I mean,
I was like,
I'm going to admit it, man. I don't cry easy,
Señor Tomat.
But that was beautiful. That was one of the most beautiful speeches in the history of the world.
Why are you so beautiful?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. So today's topic, we didn't really have our typical intro there, so I guess we'll just say it is Fallout.
Hell no, TJ. You're going to deny our patrons a genuine
Come
intro?
Come on, TJ, run it back, TJ.
No.
Come on, dude.
I don't even have an image ready for it.
You don't have a single Fallout image?
Then. Boycott!
No, I don't.
Me and Paul ain't saying shit, dude.
You don't have a single Fallout image that you can throw up.
Fucking throw an image up, TJ.
I mean, I'm not letting our fans...
I can't follow Señor Tomat, dude.
Then I'll do it.
I cannot follow Señor Tomat, dude.
You can follow Señor Tomat.
No.
All of us are followers.
No, it's Fallout. It's Fallout.
You're fucking pathetic, TJ.
Wow, man.
That's
wow.
All they get.
Low.
It's Fallout, guys.
It's Fallout.
All right, yeah, the show's Fallout.
Fucking Fallout, I guess. I don't know.
You know, for once, I was contemplating. I was like, you know what? I'm going to be nice to fucking TJ the whole episode. It's just fucking impossible, dude.
I know, dude.
It's fucking impossible
it
to
really
be nice
is.
To this guy.
He's going
to
do something
and
that's
I'm fucking,
awful.
Paul, and I'm fucking related to him, dude. Like, you're a fucking saint because you don't even have to be around TJ. Like, I have to fucking pretty much be around TJ.
Right, that whole brotherly thing.
This fucking family thing, dude. I don't know how the fuck you put up with TJ's bullshit, dude. It's like you try to be nice to TJ, like, I'm going to go a whole episode and be nice to TJ. You're like, think it. I'm like, I'm going to do it, man. It's going to be a fucking change of fucking face.
Dude, let me tell you why Scotty sucks. Because he comes in here and I do these mic tests before the show. And every fucking time Scotty comes in, he's like, all right, Scotty, do give me a quick test and shit, you know, talking your normal show voice. He'd be like, yeah, test. And then he comes on the show and it's like, yeah, man, TJ's a fucking piece of shit. It's like, oh my God, dude. It's not what we agreed upon.
Oh, TJ.
TJ, it's because you know what? You're trying to control chaos, dude. Just
I know.
Embrace it, dude.
I do.
TJ, be the reed. Don't be the oak, TJ. Be the reed.
Be like water.
Like water, TJ. Go with the flow.
So, yeah, Scotty has done the research for this episode, so if it sucks, it's his fault. Nothing to do with me.
Blame Scotty.
Scotty sucks.
I mean, I think all of us has done many hours of Fallout research. Though.
Yeah, dude.
I mean,
let's be honest.
I've done extensive research of Fallout 3 in New Vegas and, some testing of Fallout 4
I don't think,
as well.
I have to call you out. I never remember seeing you play Fallout Oh, actually, you know what? Fallout 3. I was gonna say. You beaten Fallout 3, TJ?
I don't. Yeah, I did.
You did beat
it?
Yeah,
I did beat it.
Oh, that's right. You know, it's coming back to me. I remember you playing it, and you could not fucking kill shit. You were so terrible at the combat in the game.
Oh, no, that's the same. It's been the same throughout. I've gotten 0% better. That's why I always made my speech super high.
Like, so I yeah, but like, see, the like two rad scorpions kept my way killing through TJ. Shit. Go ahead, Ball.
The problem with TJ's shit is he goes, okay, I'm gonna make my speech super high so I can talk my way out of shit. But then he gets in combat like a dumbass, and now he has no combat skills.
Yeah.
So
I mean, you can't always avoid
yes,
the combat.
Yes, you can.
Dude.
Yes. Almost to the T, you can go through every one of the Fallout games, except for 4. I don't know, I'm not sure about 4. But 1 through New Vegas... You can beat almost without killing anybody.
In Fallout 3, yeah. I know you can beat it with only killing the Rad Roach in the beginning.
Yep. In Fallout 1, I believe that you have to set off a bomb that ends up killing some principal characters. But other than that, that's at the end. Yeah. You don't kill us. You can go through the whole game without killing a single thing. And in Fallout 2, you actually have to kill 2 people. You have to kill the president of the United States, Dick Clarkson, or whatever his name yeah. was. Dick Richardson.
Yeah, that's one. They're on the oil rig, right?
Yes.
Yep, yep.
And then there's an agent, too, that you have to kill in the ensuing battle. So, but other than that, you can go through them, not kill a single Rad Roach, run away from every bandit.
Why the fuck? I mean, I don't know. I guess some people like doing the whole no-kill thing, but... It's fun to kill people.
So. I love doing the no-kill shit. I love it when a game gives me that opportunity to sneak and cajole my way through it.
I get my fill of not killing things that I want dead in real life.
It's pretty challenging to play a game like Fallout because, I mean, you're going to be ambushed. You're going to deal with tons of enemies. Some missions you're only going to complete by dealing with, like, these crazy dungeons where you're going to have fucking...
Sneaking and...
Well, you're going to have traps. You're going to have, like, automated traps in the game. Like, you're going to have robots attacking you that are not... You're not going to be able to talk your way out if you're going to sneak by. So it just really depends how you want to play it. You can do stealth and still kill things. Or you can do the stealth where you're just trying to avoid the conflict.
So I got a little bit on the history of Fallout here. Fallout is a series of post-apocalyptic computer role-playing and no shit. Blah, 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 obvious. Although it is set after the 22nd century, its story and artwork are heavily influenced by the post-World War II nuclear paranoia of the 1950s. Now, that's the whole reason we did this episode, too, is because last week we learned kind of about the real, you know, nukes and the arms races and shit. And this is kind of, and we saw a little bit of that paranoia from the 50s. We didn't delve in quite as much into that as maybe we intended to, but
I think we can do better than this article at talking about the world of Fallout and how it differs from reality.
I'm just giving you guys a springboard.
Sure.
Series is lightly based on Mad Max. I don't know. Maybe I don't know. I guess that's probably been said by somebody. I didn't really see it. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess
the
whole...
the Wasteland Survivor and
I don't
some
know.
Of the armor
Mad Max
and stuff.
To me is a very different aesthetic than fucking Fallout. Maybe that's why they say lightly based. And is sometimes considered an unofficial sequel to Wasteland, but it could not use that title as Electronic Arts held the rights to it. So we got... been a shit ton of fucking Fallout games. The Fallouts 1 through 4, Fallout New Vegas, a bunch of fucking DLCs.
Brotherhood of Steel is a
fucking terrible, Fallout Tactics.
Some terrible spinoff games.
I think there's like a mobile game where you run the vault and shit.
Not a fan of that one.
I mean, I don't know. I never played it, but there's just a shit ton of titles that bear the Fallout name is the fucking point, Scotty. I'm not asking you to fucking commentate on the damn quality of the damn game, Scotty. I'm just saying it exists, Scotty.
You're a really angry dude, TJ.
You're angry, Scotty.
Not angry at you, man.
You're angry.
So Fallout, like the world, it's kind of like a divergent universe, right? It's kind of like one of those what if things had been a little different.
It's about like, well, one thing that has accurate is like the overconsumption just leads to, you know, basically just total and utter annihilation through warfare.
Right, right.
People overconsume. Like we live in, it's like in the 1950s, it kind of diverges. Where instead of us, you know, not really embracing nuclear power and technology, like they make all these breakthroughs and everything is powered through nuclear fusion.
I actually think I have a video about the alternate history that the Fallout universe
it's really cool. Yeah,
presents.
I think
war never changes.
I don't think this is it.
No, I actually pulled the timeline of Fallout as well. of the, of the ultimate.
What I remember from cobbling together pieces of the story and shit, and I think it's like 1947 or something, the transistor was never invented. That's the first major difference in the Fallout universe.
I believe that's true, yeah.
And the transistor led to all kinds of miniaturization of technology. If that was never existed, so computer technology remained clunky for a long time.